This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Mesa County's rate of suicide was higher than both the state and national averages. That's according to a report by Mesa County Public Health. The agency's Shaylin Watt says there are many factors at play, including access to guns.
More than 50% of our suicide deaths last year were a result of firearms. And it's even higher when we look specifically at the male population who died by suicide.
In El Paso County, suicide deaths went up 10%. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, call or text 988, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado Springs will get $8 million in previously promised funds. KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports the money will go toward building a command facility.
The money comes from a lawsuit filed by more than a dozen states claiming the Trump administration illegally diverted taxpayer funds authorized for other purposes. Those dollars went to construct a wall along the border with Mexico. The project in Colorado Springs includes a space control center. It's one of more than $400 million in projects across the country seeing restored funding as a result of the lawsuit. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
Danish wind energy company Vestas is expanding operations in northern Colorado. The company says it's making a new line of wind turbines. It'll invest $40 million in factories in Brighton and Windsor. The company will hire up to 1,000 people. You're listening to CPR News. Please come to cpr.org for more information.